Like for you to open it up to 1 John chapter 3. And the only way I know how to get over this nervousness is to open up the Word of God and get right to it.
Jump right in there, brother. Amen.
1 John chapter 3, when you find it, if you would stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. It won't take too long. First John chapter 3, I'll be reading one verse. And it kind of fits in with these songs that were sung here tonight. Be verse 13. The Bible says, "Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you." With the Lord being the only help I know to call on tonight, I would like to preach a message entitled, "Count Yourself in Good Company."
Amen.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight, dear Lord, just a humble vessel before you tonight. I just pray, Father, that you just use me, dear Lord, in your way, Father. I pray your will be done here, Lord God. I pray, dear Lord, that each individual, Father, Lord, be able to feel the power of the Holy Ghost here tonight, dear Lord, and especially me, Father. I pray, dear Lord, that you anoint me, dear Lord, from the power of on high, dear Lord. Have me to stand here and preach your holy word, Lord God. I pray, dear Lord, that you let me just stand here and preach just as if it was the last time that I was to ever preach your blessed word, Father. And I pray tonight, Lord God, that each person here, Lord, leave this house, Father, your house, Lord God, changed, Father, forever and ever, dear Lord, in Jesus' name that I do pray, amen. Now, I just want to tell you that the world's trying to get you down tonight, amen. I've been praying about what I should preach. As my brother Eddie called me last week to come up here and preach, and I struggled with it, and I finally didn't get it till about Friday. But I just want to tell you tonight that the world is trying to bully you around and trying to beat you up, and the world's also going to betray you in the end. You know what I'm saying, amen. Now, I figure that since I'm preaching here on a Sunday night, that most of the people here have been born again. If you have, say amen to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Got a house full of saved people. I'm glad ain't nobody here going to hell. Amen.
Amen.
Now, but I might preach just as if you was have one foot in the grave and one foot hit it off the hill. Amen. Now, Jesus Christ, let me remind you, he said that if the world hate you, know that it's hating me first.
That's right.
Count yourself in good company tonight, that if you've been saved, you've been bought by the blood of the Lamb tonight, you've been born again, you're going home one day to be with Jesus Christ, you're going home to be with the loved ones, those saints of God that stood here behind this pulpit long before I've been here and preached the Word of God that's went on before us, we're going to see them again at the end one night. Amen. Now, I want to tell you tonight that Jesus Christ, he was bullied here, he was beaten here for us, and he was betrayed by the world. Amen.
Yes,
now, the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that in the last days perilous times shall come.
Yeah.
Amen. There's going to be perilous times, and we're in those perilous times right now. The Bible says that men will be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, the Bible says. The Bible says that these men will be in content. The Bible says that these men will always be knowing stuff. It says that they will have forever knowledge, but they will forever not know the knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
Jesus Christ tonight is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. He is the truth. The truth will set you free tonight. Now, I want to tell you tonight that Jesus was bullied by Satan in Matthew chapter 4. He was pushed around by Satan, but I tell you what kind of defense he had. Jesus Christ, he would come back to that old slew foot and he'd say, "It is written."
Yeah,
he would say, "It is written." He would throw scripture at him.
Yeah,
Satan had to flee. In the book of James, it says that Satan has to flee if you call on the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Satan will flee from you. But it's only through the blood and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Satan will keep on you. He will stay on your back. The world will stay on your back if you don't have Jesus Christ to stick up for you tonight. If you don't call on Jesus Christ, I don't care if you are saved. You just let the weight of the world just place you down. It'll keep weighting you down. It'll keep pushing you down until you call on Jesus Christ. You call on the blessed Lamb of the God tonight and he will push that devil away. He will push the world away. He won't let people beat you up. He won't let people bully you around. And he'll keep people from betraying you. The closer you are to Jesus Christ, the better off you'll be.
Amen.
The closer you are to Jesus Christ, and you can be just as close to him as you want to be. It's a free will closeness tonight. You can be as close to him as you want to be. You can pray as much as you want to pray. Amen. That's right, brother. Draw nigh unto him, and he'll draw nigh unto thee. Now, but what I keep holding into is John chapter 14. Now, he promises there that he's going to come back and get us.
That's right.
He says that if you've known the Father, that you've known me.
That's right.
I've gone to prepare a place for you, and I'm going to come back and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. So if you've been saved tonight, you've got a better place to go. But I'm going to tell you that the world is throwing stones at us saved people every day. We go out there and we work and we labor for Jesus Christ, and we go out there and we try to provide for our families. The world is throwing stones at us. Don't let it get you down. The world throws stones at Stephen. It killed him.
Yeah.
I know in my heart right now that Stephen is sitting up there with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He's up there walking the streets of gold just waiting for us old saints to get up there to join in with him. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, Jesus was bullied around by one of his own.
That's right.
Somebody in this church could bully you around one time or another. But you look at them, you tell them you love them, and you love them in Jesus Christ, and everything will be all right. Amen. Peter tried bullying Jesus Christ around in Matthew chapter 16. But Jesus Christ was prophesying and telling him what was going to happen to the Son of Man. He was telling him what he was going to have to do, that he was going to go and he was going to be resurrected on the third day. And Peter said, "No, Lord, I'm not going to let this happen to you, Lord. I won't let this happen to you." What did Jesus say? He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." I ain't got time to listen to this. I've got a work to do, and it ain't done yet.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, he told him, he said, "Get thee behind me." He was trying to get bullied around by somebody in his own church.
Right.
Hey, catch yourself in good company tonight if somebody comes in this church, been going here for 50 years, and tries bullying you around. Catch yourself in good company, because you ain't no better than Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah, you ain't no better than him tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to tell you that people's going to bully you around. It don't matter where you're at. Just catch yourself in good company.
God bless you.
Amen. Now, I want to be an encouragement to you tonight. I want to lift you up tonight. I want you to lift up Jesus Christ tonight. To go around thank the Lord for the times people tried to bully you around. Because we're just following in His footsteps.
Amen.
Just count yourself in good company.
Right.
They tried bullying Peter around. They tried bullying Stephen around. They tried bullying Paul around. They threw him in jail. They threw Peter in jail. They bullied the disciples around. They bullied the apostles around. Hey, preachers get bullied all the time. Ain't that right, brother?
Right.
Hey, we get bullied around all the time. Hey, I know a preacher preached out there at the Glasgow County Square and got threatened with a shotgun.
Yeah,
what about it, brother? Hey, amen. Hey, that preacher said, "Hey, don't you threaten me with heaven.
Oh,
that's all you got to do, threaten me with heaven. Hey, come on now. Don't be bullying me around no shotgun. You just threaten me with heaven."
That's right.
Amen. Ain't that right, brother?
That's right.
Now, ain't people going to try to bully you around? Ain't people going to try to run over you and push over you just because you stand up for Jesus Christ?
That's right.
Hey, there was these three Jewish boys. They got thrown over in the fire. They stood up for Jesus Christ and killed them. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Hey, no greater friend than a man had that would die for his friend. No greater love. No greater love than a man had than he would die for his friend. How much do you love each other tonight? Huh? You love each other tonight to die for one another? Hey, don't let somebody push somebody around that you love. Amen. Now, Jesus Christ ain't going to let us get pushed around. Hey, we get pushed around too much. I think Jesus called us home, don't you, brother? I do. I think Jesus Christ to get us out of there. Now, Jesus Christ was beaten.
Right.
Just catch yourself in good company. Somebody puts a knot on your head for standing up for
Amen,
Jesus. Hey, somebody breaks your nose or breaks your eye. Just catch yourself in good company tonight. Now, amen. Now, hey, Jesus was smote with hands, it says in Matthew chapter 26 and 27. And Apostle Paul was stoned and Stephen was stoned. Apostle Paul was beheaded and Peter was crucified upside down.
Amen.
Now, Peter said, "That's too good for me to get crucified like the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, just turn me upside down." How many of us would say, "It's too good for Jesus Christ to get done this way, just do me the opposite"? How many of us would have that much gumption, that much guts about it to say, "Just treat me just a little bit worse than you treated him"?
Bless you, Lord.
Now just catch yourself in good company tonight. If you get treated just a little bit rough, somebody comes along and just busts your lip or something like that. Hey, praise the Lord now. I got treated like Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The closer you are to God, the more they're going to treat you like they did Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The closer you get to Jesus, the more you follow after Him, the more somebody's wanting to persecute you, the more somebody's wanting to beat you up, the more somebody's going to want to come and behead you, bless God.
Yeah.
Now it just sickens me and it just saddens me. I listened to King of Kings on the way to work the other morning, yesterday morning, and this missionary couple, a man and a woman from Texas, was overseas somewhere, can't remember the place, Lord forgive me for that, they was overseas somewhere, just killed this week. It saddens my heart. They talk about on there how many times these people's getting killed, missionaries, the people trying to be spread the word of Jesus Christ, but I'm going to tell you what is, hey, you may get mad at me for saying this, those brothers and sisters in Christ, they've got the same blood that I've got. They've got the same Holy Ghost blood in them that I've got. But I want to tell you tonight, count them people in good company.
Yeah.
Amen. Count them people in good company. Jesus Christ, he got killed for the same reason. Hey, Peter and Paul, they got killed for the same reason, trying to preach the Word of God, trying to set up churches, trying to get people saved, trying to get people born again, trying to get people to commit their lives to Jesus. Now, I want to tell you tonight, it's a sad, sad thing. We sit over here in America, in the land of the home, in the land of the free and the brave. We have no idea what our brothers and sisters do. When there's a guy that announces his call to preach, he forsakes everything. He leaves his home that he's ever known, the only home he's ever known, packs his family up, learns a new language, and moves overseas somewhere just to preach the Word of God. Yeah. What a blessed thing. And by the way, Jesus was the first missionary, in case you didn't know.
Right.
He left where he come from to come down here. And if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be sitting here tonight.
That's right.
Amen?
Right. Amen.
We wouldn't be sitting here tonight. I wouldn't be preaching here tonight if it wasn't for that.
Amen.
If there had not been a missionary that cared enough about us, that he wanted to die for us, we wouldn't be sitting here tonight.
Amen.
Now,
that's good.
I want to tell you that Apostle Paul, he got beheaded, the Bible says. He had his head cut off.
Yeah.
A part of his problem was he was disobedient. Apostles told him not to go there. The Holy Ghost told him not to go there. Jesus Christ told him not to go there. He went anywhere and he got beheaded. But it wasn't no different to you and I. He was trying to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was trying to tell people about the blood of Jesus Christ. And he got killed for it. There's people over there in China. There's people over there in all these other foreign countries and stuff that's getting killed for trying to put out the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Now, it ain't been too many years ago. There was a man standing behind the pulpit preaching. Man walked in the back door with a shotgun, shot him dead on a doornail here in the United States for just preaching the Word of God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But count yourself in good company. I thank Jesus, he died for me, and I believe it'd be worth it dying for him, don't you? Jesus died for me, and if somebody was to be lost in this house tonight, and somebody was to get saved tonight, and I was to get killed before I leave behind this pulpit tonight, it'd been worth it all. Because I count myself in good company. Amen? Count yourself in good company when persecutions and stuff come along. I would rather glory in my infirmities than the power of Christ may rest upon me, the Bible says. Now, Jesus Christ, he was betrayed. His own people betrayed him. You and I sitting here tonight have betrayed him one time or another. We have betrayed him more than once. We have betrayed him since the blood has been applied to us, you know. And I believe, now this is just my personal conviction.
Listen.
I believe that God looks down on us.
Yes.
And he says, they ain't worth the salt that it takes to savor their food. But then Jesus says, hey, they got a red stain on them.
Yeah.
Hey, they got a red stain on them. They've got a blood stain on them, baby. Hey, you can't kill them. I want to just wipe them out and send them to hell. No, you can't do it. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. And he says, you can't do it. They might have betrayed me. They might have beat me up. They might have pulled me around. But he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, you know you're supposed to be in church. You know you're supposed to be at every service. You know you're supposed to be here every time the doors is opened up.
Right.
To support your local church, to support your local pastor, and to be here for Jesus Christ. And you don't do it because you've got a bellyache or a big toenail's hurting or something, got a hangnail or something like that. You've betrayed Jesus Christ.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Now, you've betrayed Jesus Christ. Something like, you know, something a little silly something. Something that's major, something like that. Hey, I believe the Lord understands. But something like the Super Bowl, I don't think the Lord understands that. Do you, brother?
Amen, brother.
Amen. I think that he says they have betrayed me, but they've got a blood stain on them.
Blood. Yeah.
Amen. Now, in John chapter 6, the Bible says that Jesus knew who would betray him from the beginning.
That's right.
You can't fool Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You can't fool him. He's going to know, he knows who's going to betray him next Sunday out of this church.
Amen.
He's going to know who's going to betray him next Sunday out of the church that I go to.
Amen, brother Mike.
Now, he knew who was going to betray him. And I looked in this Bible. I had studied this Bible and everything out and looked. The ultimate betrayal in the Word of God was done with a kiss.
That's right.
The ultimate betrayal in the Word of God was done with a kiss.
That's right, Brother Michael.
And it was done for money.
That's right.
Now, how many times have we missed out on hearing the Word of God being preached for money? Hey, you look down on Judas, people look down on Judas, people look down on him, but we ain't no better.
That's right.
We're just sinners saved by grace.
Yeah, amen.
Not by works. I'm just glad that it's saved by grace and not by works. I'm glad it didn't count on church attendance whether I get to heaven or not. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad it didn't count on the tithe whether I get to heaven or not. It's a commandment. It's to be obedient. We're to be obedient. We're supposed to give our 10% to the Lord. Hey, it's His money to begin with. I'd rather give my 10% and hang on to the 90% than me to take it all one day. And if He takes it all one day after I give the 10%, I know that I've done what I'm supposed to do. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, it's about obedience. It's not about how much you give, what are you going to get in heaven? Because you can't give enough. Ain't nobody
That's
in
true.
Here rich enough to buy here.
True,
y'all ain't rich enough to buy just a little old chunk of gold off
That's
the streets.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are.
That's
you can
riches.
Amen. That's
yeah.
right, brother. Now, I know that this is probably the crowd that does the most of the witnessing. This is probably the crowd that does most of the testimony, living like they should, because you're out here on a Sunday night. Most of the people that show up on Sunday morning don't show up on Sunday night. I just have to tell you that I don't believe they're living right through the rest of the week.
Amen.
Now, here's the thing about it. Don't get down on yourself when you go to witness somebody and they go to beating you up. Just count yourself in good company. Somebody goes to bully you around or betray you or beat you up. I know we've got family members that's betrayed us. For the way we live. For the way that we serve Jesus Christ. We've got family members that's betrayed us.
Yeah.
We got family members that don't want to talk to us. We got family members that don't even want to see us. We got family members that don't even believe. They don't believe in going to church all the time. They don't believe in serving the Lord. They don't believe in presenting their bodies a living sacrifice.
Right.
And I just want to tell you. That after you've been saved by the blood.
Yeah.
There's no condemnation. That's the best thing about it. We're not to cast stones. Those old religious leaders, those scribes and those Pharisees, they brought that adulterous woman in there in John chapter 8, and they called her in adultery, the Bible says, in the very act, and they brought her up there to Jesus Christ, and they told Jesus that she'd been caught, and it says Moses would have stoned her to death, and they wanted to know what he was going to do.
Yeah.
He says, he without sin, let him cast the first stone.
Amen.
Count yourself in good blessings tonight if you get stones cast at you. Because there's going to be the religious people of this world casting
oh, yeah.
stones at you.
You're
the
right.
people that cast more stones is the one that go to church most of the time.
Sure.
But we're not to do that. We're not to condemn one another. The Bible says that therefore is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do and that it was weak through the flesh, God
yeah.
sent in His own Son in likeness to sin of flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Bless God. Now, we are to walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. You say, well, the Bible says that we in Romans chapter 8 that we are in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Amen. But God gives your flesh back to you. In Romans chapter 12, He says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not compounded of the things of this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
But we still get stones and every now and then cast at us, every now and then, if we'd be honest tonight in the house of God, we cast stones at others too.
Yeah.
And that's when I could preach to them and say, well, count yourself in good blessing, count yourself in good company. Now, it's hard, I know, to see people, loved ones. And it has been for me. I've been struggling a lot here lately.
Bless him, Jesus.
With people that I care a lot about in my family.
Bless him, Lord.
That I thought I was close to, that I thought I could go to and talk to anytime I wanted to. And now that we're following after the Lord, they don't want to have nothing to do with us.
That's true. Amen.
Count yourself in good blessings, folks. Don't give up.
Right.
Amen. Don't give up. Every time that the doors are open here at Cornerstone Baptist Church, be here. Amen.
Amen.
Every time that plate passes around and you've got some extra money, throw it in there. Amen.
Bless.
Catch yourself in good bless in good company. Because Jesus Christ, He was the only one that was 100% man and 100% God
right.
at the same time.
Amen.
We ain't nothing near as good as He was, won't never be, ain't never going to be. But that it says in Matthew chapter 5, to be ye perfect even as your Father is perfect in heaven, and that perfect means to be committed. We're to be committed to one another. We're to be committed to Jesus Christ. We're to be committed to this church. We're to be committed to the church financially. We're to be committed to the church. We're to be committed to the church in our attendance. Now, I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ will give you an extra blessing if you just commit yourself. Just commit yourself to this church. Commit yourself to Jesus Christ. And commit yourself to doing His work. Don't bully each other around. Don't bully the ones outside around especially, because then we get a big label of hypocrites. But I'd rather be a hypocrite in church as out of church any day. And don't beat people up. You see a little fault in them, tell them you love them anyway.
Amen.
Don't betray people because of a little fault. Don't betray people because they don't do this and they don't do that. Tell them you still love them anyway. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How would it have been if our first time that we sinned after we got saved, if Jesus Christ had betrayed us? I'm just glad that salvation can't be lost. Amen. I'm glad it's gained one time only, and you can't get rid of it. Amen.
Amen.
You're either a child, 100% a child of God, or you're no child of God at all. Amen.
Amen.
Now, and I tell you what makes me so thankful of that is one day we're going to get a new body.
Glory to God.
And I read that scripture over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 all the time. I read it probably about as much or more than I do anything. And I'm just so tickled that one of these days I am going to get a new body. And the Bible says, I'm going to get a new body, and it's going to be fashioned like unto His glorious body. Amen. And we're going to be known as we are known, because they know Jesus Christ. We're going to be like Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He walked through that wall. They knew Him, didn't they? I believe one day we'll walk through the wall, and we will be known. Amen. The Bible says that unless Jesus Christ comes back, and I hope He comes back, I'd like to sing part of that sky myself. I hope I don't have to get out of that old cold ground. Now, hey, I just tell you right now, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that if we are sown, we'll be raised incorruptible.
That's right.
If we're sown in corruption, we'll be raised incorruptible.
That's right.
We'll be sown in dishonor, but we'll be raised in glory.
Amen.
The Bible says that we'll be sown in weakness, because there's nothing about us strong at all except Christ is within us. Amen.
Amen.
But we'll be raised in power.
Amen.
The Bible says that in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the trump shall sound, and we shall be changed, the Bible says. Amen. One of these days, we're going to be changed. One of these days, we won't be bullied. One of these days, we won't be beaten. One of these days, we won't be betrayed.
Amen.
Amen. Now, and the Bible says that this corruption shall put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruption shall put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying, and it's written, O death, to swallow up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, but the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, that word that says abounding, you're supposed to lay hold to the work of the Lord. There's a work for you to do in this area. I know this church wouldn't be here. God wouldn't have planted it here. I don't know how long it's been here, but God wouldn't have planted it here however long it's been here. And there's a work to be done in this area. Now I want to ask you tonight, through the word of God, are you doing it tonight? Are you doing the God's will tonight?
Amen.
Because if you are, you're going to get bullied. You're going to get beaten.
Right.
And you're going to get betrayed. If you're doing His work, count yourself in good blessings, because you're not going to get treated very good. Amen.
Amen.
The world hates you. The world despises you. The world's going to beat you up and beat you down. Amen. And once they get you down, they're going to kick a few ribs loose and knock a couple lungs loose while they got you down there. But don't give up. Amen.
Amen.
Because God's going to call you home one day. So you've got to work while you're here. While you've got time. There's souls need to be saved. There's people, there's marriages need to be reconciled. There's financial crises that need to be cured. But the only way that they can do it is through Jesus Christ.
That's right, brother.
That's the only way. The only way is through Jesus Christ. These families need to be put back together. But it's only through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I'll turn it back over to the pastor.